Welcome, gracious viewers, and thank you for joining us today on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. From our studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television brings you uplifting news from around the world. Our programs are available 24 hours a day in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa via Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east and Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east. We are also available worldwide online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Chinese government prepares to help her people whenever needed. In peace news, yogis do salutations for world peace. In fashion news, India launches her first eco-friendly line of clothes. In environmental news, Sharp Corporation has developed a recycling technique for plastic. In education news, more than 500 Indian students are given scholarships to study in 27 European Union member countries. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your all-positive channel.
Today, September 29th, Lech Walesa was born in Popowo, Poland in 1943. After attending vocational school, Mr. Walesa worked as a car mechanic and later as an electrician in the Gdansk shipyards. Mr. Walesa was a tireless advocate for workers' rights. Through his organizational skills, he inspired workers across Poland to unite peacefully, not only for their rights, but eventually freedom and democracy. For his efforts in improving people's lives through peaceful means, Mr. Walesa was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1983. He was elected President of the Republic of Poland in 1990 and served until 1995. Thank you, Mr. Lech Walesa, for inspiring people to seek a better life through peaceful action. We wish you a happy birthday.
Loving memory of the beloved mother of Supreme Master Ching Hai. With great sadness, we received news that the beloved mother of Supreme Master Ching Hai had passed on in Olac or Vietnam. While mother was still on the earthly realm, she was a gentle and loving soul who truly brightened those around her with her sparkling presence. Mother was also a diligent spiritual practitioner in the Kuan Yin family, respected by all. She spent all of her life taking care of others and was deeply loved by those who knew her. We join many others around the world in sending our most profound condolences to Supreme Master Ching Hai and her family during this time. Although the law of birth and death is inevitable, but because we live in this world, we cannot help but feel that her passing is a great loss. Mother already departed from this earth, but as we are always together in the benevolent embrace of the Most High, her saintly spirit remains in our hearts. We thank God for giving us such a beautiful soul as the earthly mother of a great enlightened master, and pray that Mother rest peacefully in her heavenly abode in God's eternal love. Myanmar will receive United Nations envoy. On Thursday, Myanmar's government indicated that the country would welcome a United Nations special envoy. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will be sending veteran diplomat Ibrahim Gambari to discuss ways to bring harmony to the nation. Thank you, Myanmar, for your goodwill and cooperation, and thank you, United Nations, for your concern and support for Myanmar's stability. May heaven bless the people of Myanmar with dignity, love, and peace.
Fly-in news. Iraq's Prime Minister calls for international peace aid. At the annual UN General Assembly meeting on Wednesday, Iraq's Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, appealed to national leaders for assistance in bringing the country reconciliation and stability. Mr. al-Maliki emphasized the nation's wish to pursue democracy and participation in the international community. Thank you, Prime Minister al-Maliki, for your commitment to your country's positive future. May the great Allah bless the deserving Iraqi people with strength, hope, and peace.
Fly-in news. Iran and AULAC, or Vietnam, increase bilateral ties. Iranian and AULAC-sees, or Vietnamese foreign ministers, Manoushehr Mottaki and Pham Nhat Kim, met on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly to discuss ways to strengthen economic ties and cooperate in other mutually beneficial ways. Congratulations, Iran and AULAC, for your growing friendship. May heaven bless your countries with prosperity and happiness for all.
Fly-in news. United Nations and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations cooperate on Millennium Development Goals. The international organizations agreed to work together for regional peace and stability and to realize the UN Millennium Development Goals. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and his ASEAN counterpart Aung Kyaw Htet signed a Memorandum of Understanding at the UN headquarters in New York on Thursday. Thank you, United Nations and ASEAN, for your cooperative spirit of bringing peace to the region. May God bless the people with harmony and prosperity.
Fly-in news. New hospital opens in the Masinga district of Mozambique. The hospital will provide health care to about 500,000 people. Improvements include a secure water supply, emergency services, operating theaters, and a new surgery wing. Irish Aid donated 1 million euros to the project. Irish Aid has also pledged 71.5 million euros to Mozambique's health sector over the next 4 years. Thank you and God bless Irish Aid for helping to improve the health and quality of life of Mozambicans. May heaven bless Mozambique with peace, prosperity, and good health.
Fly-in news. Malaysian and Iranian leaders talk in New York. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and Malaysian Prime Minister Abdullah Ahmad Badawi met at the United Nations General Assembly to encourage further relations between their countries. The two leaders shared their positive impressions of each other's countries. Thank you, Your Excellencies, for continuing to make the world a friendlier place by reaching out to create bonds of friendship between your two nations. May Allah bless your countries with amicable relations.
Fly-in news. Nike designs shoe for Native Americans. The Nike Air Native N7 is the result of nearly 2 years of collaborative research and testing in partnership with the Native American community. This high-performance shoe is designed specifically for the Native American foot shape. Profits from the sale of the shoes are going to support Let Me Play programs on Native American lands that promote an active and healthy lifestyle through sports. Many thanks and God bless Nike for this thoughtful and kind gesture. May all Native Americans be graced with abundant health, dignity, and God's love.
Fly-In News. Migratory birds can see the Earth's magnetic field. Researchers Dominic Hires and his team at the University of Oldenburg in Germany have discovered that the navigational ability of migratory birds is related to special molecules in their eyes called cryptochromes. Cryptochromes stimulate light receptors in the eye according to a bird's orientation to the Earth's magnetic field. Dr. Hires said, "It's a pity we cannot ask them. But what we imagine is that it's like a shadow or a light spot on the normal vision of the bird." Congratulations, Dr. Hires, and everyone else involved in this fascinating discovery. Thank you for bringing us greater understanding of our amazingly gifted bird friends.
Fly-In News. United Arab Emirates offers stocks to lower-income families. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan donated stocks worth $27.2 million to go to 10,000 lower-income families. President Sheikh Khalifa expressed his wish that this will help families with an extra source of income. "Thank you, and may Allah bless Your Highness, Sheikh Khalifa, for your kind heart. May all citizens of the United Arab Emirates be showered with Allah's love and blessings." Fly-In News. In memory of Japanese journalist Kenji Nagai. On Thursday, the world lost a good friend and a dedicated journalist. Kenji Nagai, a video journalist for Tokyo-based APF News, passed away while on duty in Yongon, Myanmar. Mr. Nagai was known for his courage in traveling to challenging places around the globe for covering news assignments. Even during the last moments of his life, Mr. Nagai continued to work to share news with the world. We will miss him and will continue to be inspired by his devotion to the profession. We send our heartfelt thoughts and prayers to Mr. Nagai's family and friends at this time of sorrow. Rest in heavenly peace, Kenji, in the immense love of God.
In relief news, China promises comprehensive disaster relief measures. China issued a 5-year plan for disaster relief outlining comprehensive measures. Wang Zhenyao, a senior Chinese official from the Ministry of Civil Affairs, said the new plan covers the entire process before, during, and after the disaster. He said that relief work teams should reach affected areas with necessary supplies within 24 hours and a contingency fund allocated immediately. "Thank you, China, for taking this great initiative in looking after the safety of your wonderful people. May heaven bless your nation with peace." Up next on Noteworthy News, India makes an eco-fashion statement. We're stepping out to say hello to the birds and return right away. Please keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I am Macau the Parrot with tip for you. Using a slow cooker not only maintains the flavor of your food, but it also uses just a little more electricity than a light bulb. That's one way we can save energy. And now for the weather from around the world.
In peace news, the 6th annual nationwide Yoga for Peace event was held at San Lorenzo Park, Santa Cruz, California. With the blue sky smiling upon them, 90 yogis performed 108 sun salutation postures in tranquility. The message is peace on earth and justice through nonviolence. After September 11, 2001, yoga practitioners formed a global peace event to take place every year in various parts of the world. Many yogis at this event are yoga teachers dedicated to bringing peace to the world through yoga and meditation. Thank you and God bless all yogis and those who participated in the event for your lofty ideals to bring harmony to the world.
In eco-fashion news, India's greatest fashion event goes eco-friendly. India's largest fashion event, the World's India Fashion Week, saw the launch of India's first ever eco-friendly clothing line. The new line, entitled Grassroot, was put together by famous designer Anita Dongre. Over 180 buyers from 19 countries took part in the Fashion Week this year, while 71 designers participated. Thank you and heaven bless India's fashion designers for your kind consideration of a healthy and beautiful planet in your inspired creations. Up next, a new technique to use recycled plastic in the exterior of home appliances. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. You're watching Noteworthy News here on Supreme Martha Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In environmental news, Sharp Corporation is a sustainable manufacturer. Sharp Corporation announced its adoption of a new recycling technology. The new high-purity polypropylene separation and recovery technology recycles high-purity polypropylene into high-quality plastics. The PP, a plastic polymer, is separated from plastic components of four consumer appliances that have reached their useful service life. These appliances include TVs, air conditioners, refrigerators, and washing machines. Thank you, Shell Corporation, and God bless for your recycling technologies that contribute to saving our planet.
In education news, students from India have been given the opportunity to obtain their master's degree in 27 European Union member countries. More than 500 students from around India were granted scholarships funded by the European Union. One young student from Delhi said, "I think the scholarship will help me in pursuing higher studies. I am going to pursue a master course in strategic project management." A big thank you to the European Union for funding these scholarships to the young people of India. May God bless them with a bright future.
Please enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
There's a man, after married for some time, he went to see his friend. He said to his friend, "I want to divorce my present wife." And the friend said, "Why? Would you just been married shortly?" And the husband said, "I am suspicious that she's not the same one that I knew." And the friend said, "What do you mean by that?" He said, "Before when we were engaged, she didn't talk so much."
And now for our viewers' hotline. This letter came from Honduras and was sent by Santa Maria de los Angeles Museum.
To whom it may concern, warmest greetings from Honduras. I'm writing from the Museum of History, Art and Culture called Santa Maria de los Angeles, containing a wide range of items, old photographs, as well as paintings by various Honduran artists. We are located in the small, noble town of Valle de Angeles, in the department of Francisco Morazan, Honduras. We would be very interested in knowing if you could do a report about our museum for the show Enlightening Entertainment. We would be very happy to collaborate with you. We sincerely await your response. Thank you. Sincerely, Santa Maria de Los Angeles Museum, www.museosantamaria.com.
Dear Santa Maria de Los Angeles Museum, thank you so much for your kind offer. We would love to present the wonderful arts, history and culture of beautiful Honduras to our global viewers. Our staff will be honored to collaborate with you to bring this project into fruition. May your mission be showered with God's blessings.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your comments and positive news from your part of the world. Please kindly send to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen.
Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. Supreme Master Television is available at suprememastertv.com anywhere in the world, 24 hours a day.
God bless your days with peace and love. So long for now.